774-7970 or East Coast Tax and Finance.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We've seen what you can do. Wonders, your power has no end. The things you've done before, in greater measure, you will do again. 'Cause there's no.
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
And good morning and welcome to Wednesday Live. And it indeed is Wednesday morning. It's right now 11:01, actually right at almost 11:02. And so glad that you are joining us today. Keep that dial set right there on 89.9. And we're coming to you from beautiful Palm City, Florida. And I have a filled room with guests.
That's right.
From Jupiter, no, Jensen.
Jensen.
I live in Jensen. I know you're not from Jupiter. Jensen Beach High School. Is that the full name?
That's the full name.
All right. Now, Michelle, pull that mic right up, and you are the director of drama.
I am.
Does that mean you're a dramatic person?
I guess I can be if I need to be.
Are you old enough to do this? You look too young to be directing such a big program.
Thank you. I'll take it.
You'll take it. Okay. All right. And of course, there's a special event that's coming up, and so we want to talk about that. And we want to welcome Anna and Sam. Anna and Sam, come on. Say something, Sam.
Hi there. How you doing?
There you go. Hopefully someone's going to be listening out there that knows you. That'll be really great. And Anna, great to have you as well.
Yeah.
Say hello to everybody out there.
Hi.
Now, you know, I was looking at this, and we have a show coming up. So, Michelle, tell us what's getting ready to happen. And tell us how our listeners can find out more, and we want to get all that information out. I know tickets can be bought, and this is coming up shortly. So
yeah, we're super excited about it. So the Jensen Beach High School Drama Department is putting on Mary Poppins the Musical. It opens on February 24th. We have shows on the 24th, the 25th, and the 26th. And tickets can be purchased online through ShowTix for you, or you can just Google Jensen Beach High School Drama Department and it will pop right up on our website. And then we also sell tickets at the door, and then our students are also selling physical tickets. They could also call our box office. So there's so many different ways, and we're just super excited to share the show with everybody. The kids work really hard. It's 100% student driven. They work backstage, they work the tech. We have student directors, we have stage managers, everything is done by the kids, and they've worked tirelessly, so.
Wow.
Wow.
Anna, did I read in here that you are Mary Poppins?
I am Mary Poppins, you? Yes.
Family, you are hearing the voice of Mary Poppins coming to you right here from WCNO. I don't think we've had your drama department in the studio until today, and we are thrilled and delighted to have you here. Mm. So, Anna, tell me a little bit about what people can expect to see when they come to the show.
So, you'll see a lot of fun, like, dancing a lot of fun dancing songs. You'll see, you'll learn a lot about all the characters, especially Mr. Banks. You'll see how Mary Poppins is really helpful for Mr. Banks, even more for the children, to help him like be a better part of his family. You'll see lots of singing. You'll see me and Sam as Bert singing Chim Chimney a lot of times.
A lot of times.
Yeah.
A lot, yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Now, do you sing as well as
Yes,
act?
Yes, I do.
Like, what do you sing?
I sing Spoonful of Sugar, Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
You said what?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Wow, she said that so smoothly. Now, Dave would tell you I would have problems with that word.
Yeah.
If it's more than one half a syllable, I might have a problem with that. You just spit that out. So, are you going to sing us a line or something? Or
sure.
Yeah, give us something.
Okay.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. If you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Oh, right.
Amazing.
Yay! That was really awesome. Have you been involved in this particular show before, Anna?
No, I've never done Mary Poppins.
Wow. This is the first time for this. Miss Director here, tell us, how long you've been director? How long have you been doing this?
Actually, I just took over the drama department last year.
Okay.
I'm actually a science teacher.
You are?
Yes. So I have a degree in science education as well as a master's degree in educational leadership. But the position kind of opened up, and it's always been a passion of mine. As a kid, I was always the theater kid. I took some classes throughout college and stuff like that, but it's just always been a passion and a dream, and when the opportunity arises, it's kind of like divine intervention. It just kind of fell into place, and I was like,
That's
if you
awesome.
Need someone, I'm here for you. And
wow.
It kind of happened, and since then, the program has just grown and flourished, and the kids are just so good and so passionate. So it's been really fun.
Well, the science background, you should have no trouble creating the chemistry among the staff, the cast, right?
Yes, the chemistry is definitely there.
Yeah.
And it's just a big family, and I'm just so, every time I'm there and I'm just watching them perform, I'm just reminded how lucky I am to just be in this position and to be with such amazing kids, so.
What's the size of the cast?
Oh, man, this cast has about 85 students who are working on the project.
Goodness.
So that's 35-ish performers, and then the rest is just people working backstage, our art department painting our sets, and the technical crew. So
everything's produced right there in-house.
Right there in-house, and it's all student-driven. So
wow, that's excellent. Well, Mr. Sam, you've been kind of quiet here, but we want to hear some accent, and we want to hear what you do in this show.
Oh, well, as Bert, my main part of the story is
just talking about you.
She was just talking about me. I'm kind of like the narrator to the show.
Okay.
So I get to talk to the audience. I get to converse with them. I actually get to look them right in the eye, which a lot of people don't get to do, which I think is pretty fun.
Yeah. Give us a sample. Look me right in the eye. Give me your best accent. Put it right out there for everybody.
Once in the east, there's a mist coming in, like something is brewing and about to begin. I can't put my finger on that what's in store, but I feel what's to happen all happened before.
Wow. Yay! that's pretty awesome. So you are two of the students. How large is the department as far as the drama department? How many participants do you have now? And what's it like to be in drama in high school?
Oh, man. So when I took over the program, we had 17 remaining kids because COVID took out the program.
Okay.
And last year, we were basically given those 17 kids and then whoever we got lucky to join. So last year alone, the program grew to about 100 students. Mm. And this year now, between the club and the classes and the productions, we have about 200 students on our Google Classroom page who come in and out and work on stuff.
That's awesome.
So. That's awesome. Once more, some are just tuning in. We have two students with us, along with the director of the drama department from Jensen Beach High School. And Mary Poppins is going to be coming up. Tell us again about that for people just tuning in, how they can find out more and be a part of this production.
Absolutely. Jensen Beach High School, we're opening Mary Poppins the Musical on February 24th, 25th, and 26th. You could purchase tickets online just by Googling the Jensen Beach High School Drama Department. We're going to show ticks for you, or you can come to our box office and order right there in person when you get there, an hour before the show's open.
Okay, so Anna and Sam, you're both in drama. Sounds like the whole program's exploding.
Oh, yeah.
So why are you in drama?
Well, I've been doing theater and drama ever since I was 8 years old.
Really?
So I've been in it for a long time. It's always been a passion of mine. It's what I want to do when I grow up. So every chance I get, I'm going to hop in, do a show, do what I can.
Excellent.
Yeah.
How about you, Anna?
I started in fourth grade at St. Joseph Catholic School.
Wow.
Yeah, and we did Guys and Dolls, and I got Sarah Brown. And I just remember having so much fun being able to like sing with my friends on stage. And I think I've done a show every single year ever since then. Some of them were at Starstruck. And then once I got into high school, I started doing them at Jensen.
Wow, that's really fantastic. Super. And you have a very nice voice.
Thank you.
And both of you have an amazing presence to just come up to the mic.
Thanks.
Right, yeah. Karen?
That's right.
What do you think? I mean, I
know, it's amazing.
It was like they were born to it.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I think so. So this is a famous movie. What is the difference between a stage production versus, I mean, somebody said, well, I watched that, you know, I've seen that. What is different about stage production versus the movie?
So the movie of Mary Poppins is, well, I mean, obviously, it's the stage production has a lot more, like, technical stuff that goes into it.
Okay.
You have to, like, have all the sets and, like, set changes, but I would say that the main difference is you have a lot more characters, you have a lot more songs, and you go more in depth in the characters. I feel like you learn a lot more about the characters, especially Mr. Banks, as I said before. I think that's what's the main difference about Mary Poppins, the show, the musical, the difference from the movie. So
you were talking about Bart and getting into that character. How did you get into that character?
It took me a bit at first.
It's Banks, isn't it? Is Mr. Banks?
I'm Bert.
I'm Bert. You're Bert. Okay.
Sorry. Right. I'm the chimney sweep.
Yeah. You are the chimney. Uh-huh. You are the chimney sweep.
I am the chimney sweep.
So how do you get into that character? What do you do to help you become a living, breathing, acting, convincing part of the show?
Well, to get into the character, I have to get into the accent first. So it took me a few months listening to Dick Van Dyke, listening to the other people who have Cockney accents in the world, trying to get that down. And after that, I noticed that the character's kind of cartoonish. So that means I have to make my actions cartoonish, my facial cartoonic expressions.
Uh-huh.
It's really fun.
Did you practice at home?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, we also have a mom with us, and she's connected with who?
With me.
With you, Sam. Okay. All right. And so have you practiced this on Wee Mom at home and say, hey, Mom, how's this sound? Or
A few times. A
few times. He's done that. All right. Well, it's really great to have you all here this morning. What are the tickets? What do they cost?
So glad you asked. So we have a few pricing differences. For adults, it's $20. For our senior citizens, the tickets are $15. And then for anyone under 18, so students, we are at $10.
Wow.
Those are all good prices.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, I have not been to Jensen Beach High School for any dramatic presentation. And I just wonder how many people are out there that live on the Treasure Coast and have not got involved. How important is it, and how does it build the program for the community to actually participate?
So,
And this is Michelle, the director. Yes. Doesn't she sound... She, yeah, for sure.
So, it's our the bulk of how we like fund all of our productions is through ticket sales. So drama departments and band programs and choir departments, we don't receive funds from the school. Like, we are all self-managed and we have to be self-sustaining.
Really?
Yes. It's actually with every club and activity in a public high school. You have to be able to be, you have to be able to govern and run yourself. So for us, that's ticket sales. For band, it's, you know, functions and competitions and sponsors. So we try not to charge our students for being in the productions. We try to get community sponsors and ticket sales just so that we can put out stronger, more amazing productions. So the more people who participate, the bigger the shows get. And the more we can spend on costuming and the more we can spend on sets and rentals and all those things. So it really does help our program. And not only that, but it's really for the students to have that opportunity to be in front of a full audience. And that's what really drives their excitement and their adrenaline. And it's why we do what we do. You know, sure, there's a money aspect to everything we do. But more importantly, there's that opportunity for kids to really experience what it's like to not only produce art, but to share it with the world. And that's what we are. We're storytellers. So while some kids may learn in a classroom with a textbook, my students learn on the stage through storytelling. And we try to share these wholesome stories with the community and with our kids. And, you know, that's kind of like how we share our life lessons in theater. And it's awesome.
Absolutely.
So as I think about this, and I just think about people who are listening today, and who would enjoy the show?
This show is for everyone.
Everybody. So.
Yep. It's you know, it was written for children, but then also where we were talking about how this one is different than the movie. This is a story about Mr. Banks, right? So we have, you know, his childhood, but we find out a lot about him and who his nanny was and why he is the way he is. And then we learn about how Mary Poppins comes in and it teaches you what a family should, how it should function, what it should look like, and the unconditional love that you give to children and how that impacts how they interact with the world. So if you think, so you can think so far beyond than just kids singing in a gym or in an auditorium or, you know, this is a moment for everyone to have this like moral life, beautiful story, but then also enjoy just the art for what it is.
How long have you been preparing for this?
My whole life.
That is a great answer.
That's right? Super answer, yeah, yeah.
But this particular show, how long does it take to get all this together? I mean, I can just see a massive, insurmountable amount of parts that make this come together.
So due to licensing and when you can actually get materials, you only get the materials 2 months ahead of time unless you like purchase additional licensing.
Okay.
So I announced the show last year. So my kids were mentally preparing for what could be Mary Poppins. But when we actually got the scripts, it was right before winter break, before we left for the holiday.
Okay, now I have a question for Sam and Anna.
Ready.
How many hours has it taken you to get ready? You sound ready to go right now. Are you ready to go right now?
Almost there.
How much time, Sam? How much time?
Sidelong glance. At
the record. I mean, is this like 15 minutes a week or?
Oh no. Well, we have three rehearsals a week, sometimes four. Each one about 3 hours right after school.
Wait. Mm-hmm. 3 weeks, how long?
So three rehearsals a week, 3 hours each.
Wow. Yeah, it's about right.
You do this too, Anna?
Yeah, yeah.
The whole cast is doing this?
The whole cast, yeah. And we added we added Thursday and Saturday rehearsals recently now, so we have even more.
Wow. So you're going to have a lot of hours tied up in this production.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's always worth it.
So, Michelle, you were talking about the value of productions on the individual, and there's a message to go out, and I love this, how a healthy family should be. Boy, we need that today, don't we?
Yeah, I think especially too when you see Mr. Banks, if you think about it in modern day terms, you know, he's a workaholic. He is what we all kind of are. And I think, you know, we get so lost in our jobs and what we're supposed to be doing and making money and the day to day. And I think COVID kind of taught us a lot about stepping back and what that felt like. So even now, as we're jumping back into that grind, that everyday grind, I think that one thing that I go through every single day having children of my own is, you know, how much time are you investing and how much are you sacrificing when you do that? So I think this gives us a reminder of, you know, remember, you know, the things that you value. Remember your family. Remember the things that you love, and don't let those things slide because you're busy. You know, find time. And I think this story shows you that it's important to find the time.
And that is that's tremendous. So there is a message, and it is being communicated. What about the individual students? Because you're not just projecting a message to the audience. How has this message spoken to you, Anna?
So I think this message sort of helps me also see. I have six siblings, so I have a really big family, and I've always been super close with them. But five of them are not home anymore. So it's just me and my little brother.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's really, really different. So this helps me see, like, I should really, like, use a lot of my time with my little brother because he's so used to being with so many people. So I think I need to, like, invest more time with him and being, like, a smaller family with him.
Cool.
It's pretty excellent. Sam, what about you? What are you taking out of this personally?
I think it's kind of like how Anna said, except I don't really see a lot of my siblings. They're all grown adults past 30. So I live with only two. And I think we also really have to appreciate what we have in the moment instead of taking for granted and going off and taking a step back and looking at what we have, which is family. They're always there for us.
That's excellent. That's excellent. What else is going to happen? I mean, after this, what? I mean, when you're finished, speak to the director for a second. When you're finished with a drama like this, you have you work. Isn't there kind of a crescendo of excitement and with everyone, and then it's ready to hit the stage for the opening night? What happens then, and what happens after the you know, the curtain drops on the last show?
Oh man, that's a loaded question there.
It is
a lot. You know, there's this excitement building into the show, and there's this stress. Like, I think right now we're in the stress moment because it opens in 2 weeks, and we're like, are we ready? Is this going to be something that people enjoy? Is this going to be something that we're proud of? And then you get to the show, and they're going to kill it because they always do. They're fantastic. And
thanks.
You're welcome. and I know that, even though, like, I'm at that point where I'm just like, what are we doing? So there's that, and then they're going to rock it, and then they're going to be amazing. And then at the end, I think we're all just super excited to take a nap.
Yeah, there you go.
The reality is these productions, in the last three productions we've done since I've been there, each one has been anywhere from 100 and 120 hours worth of work.
Mm-hmm.
This is actual
practice time.
This is actual rehearsal time, yeah.
120 hours.
That's awesome. That's not including what they do on their free time at home and when they are practicing their lines and stuff. So I think we get to watch the video. We get to sit down in class and just maybe have some cookies and breathe for a second. And then we start the next project, which in our case will be a children's theater piece, Alice in Wonderland. So
it never ends. It never ends. All right.
One question, and that is, did you have to get special license from the FAA for the flying umbrella? for Mary Poppins, because that was a significant, you know, piece of equipment for her.
Yes, so I'm cheating a little bit. No special licensing, no students flying, but
Probably better. Yeah.
I do have projections, so the way we kind of do some of the magic is through projection.
Okay.
And then, you know, and then also some like little finagling of set pieces to give that illusion. And I know. Okay. We got some kites on wire that fly during Let's Go Fly a Kite.
Okay.
But no one's actually flying.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. So no special licensing required. No injuries.
Gravity is not my friend anymore. It may not be yours either. I'm excited.
All right. To you, our family, if you're just tuning in today, we do have the Jensen Beach High School drama director, as well as two students and one mother, who are here today talking with us about an upcoming event. One more time, let's talk about when this is going to happen and how people can get tickets. And it sounds like it's real important that a whole community comes around and supports. Michelle.
It's an excellent show. You're not just supporting the Jensen Beach High School Drama Department, but you're supporting all of our amazing students. You have 85 students putting out Mary Poppins the Musical on February 24th, 25th, and 26th. Tickets can be purchased online by Googling the Jensen Beach High School Drama Department, or going to ShowTix for you and then typing in our high school. Or they can be sold at our box office the day of shows. We open an hour before each show.
Awesome. Awesome. Now I'm gonna get a little help from you all now. Sam, I want you to give us the best accented version of "So Glad You're Listening to WCNO Palm City, Florida." My name is.
So glad you're listening to WCNO Florida. My name is Sam McCauley, and I am here with
Anna Vitale.
Anna, did he do all right with that?
Yes.
Okay, Anna. Now you have to give an hello to all of our people too.
Okay. What, WCNO?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm here with WCNO, and I'm Anna Vitale.
And we are inviting you to join us where?
We are inviting you to join us to come see our show at Jensen Beach High School. We're performing Mary Poppins. It's going to be awesome. Come join us.
24th, 25th, and 26th.
All right. Well, don't want to put you on the spot too much, but I think you did quite well. Quite well. In fact, we have a Ma and Paul script that we do. Do you have a couple minutes for us to do one of our shows that we do every week? And this isn't every week, but almost every week we bring them in. So this is some fun that is produced in-house. And if you're looking for someone to assist with some lines, you might grab this guy over here, because he does stuff like this. Since mine has a little yellow and says narrator at the top, that would be me. Those of you who have been listening to the Ma and Paul stories for the last few years will remember just how they got started. It was during a special fundraiser in June of 2020 that I had speculated on the air about how farmers get eggs out of chickens. Do they squeeze them out? Do they shake them out? I ask. Well, it seems that Ma and Paul were listening to the broadcast, and they quickly came in to issue a very helpful teaching on how the egg-laying process actually works. I remain ever thankful for that. Recently, Ma and Paul told me that they wanted to do something special to honor me and WCNO for involving them in our ministry, and also for raising up the humble chicken, as Paul says, into a position of prominence. So now we get to eavesdrop as Ma and Paul discuss just what they plan on doing.
So, Ma, let's sit here for a spell, figure out what we're going to do for old Jonathan and them folks at WCNO. You know, ever since they got us on air with them, God has given us some great blessings.
Oh, I know, Pa. We got folks calling us, saying they heard us on the air. And them crowds that come up to our table at the flea market, why, it's truly been a gift from God.
Amen, Ma. And it all goes back to Jonathan's confusion about how hens lay eggs. I mean, if he'd been properly schooled in such things, we'd never have made the kind of connection we have now.
Oh, so true. Anyway, enough unnecessary tongue flapping. Let's talk seriously about just what we're going to do to honor Jonathan and WCNO.
You know, I had a dream the other night that might just give us some guidance.
Oh, no. Is this the dream where you were riding an ostrich and being chased by an army of midget attorneys?
No.
Was it the one where you were attacked by a giant mole wearing a tuxedo?
No, not that.
Oh, then surely it must be the one where you were a pro bowler in the greatest tournament of your life, and you're one strike away from a perfect game, when halfway down the alley, your ball sprouted wings and flew away.
Ma, it ain't none of them. I ain't told you about this dream yet.
Well, all right then. By the way, did you ever write up that dream about being chased by them midget attorneys? I told you it would be a great movie idea. I bet that Steven Spielberg fella would love to make a movie like that.
Let's get back on track, okay? Dream I had is this. Old Jonathan was in Washington, D.C. He was standing on the steps of the Capitol. Looking out over the Capitol Mall, I could see it was filled with millions of chickens. And they were all cheering for old Jonathan. Then up from the crowd comes this rooster, wearing a gold sash with diamonds on it. He was the king of the chickens. Oh, he walks right up to old Jonathan. Then he squats down and lays a golden egg. Then he picks it up in his wings and gives it to Jonathan. The crowd goes wild.
Well, you know, I was with you till that rooster laid that egg. Male chickens don't lay eggs.
Ma, first of all, this was a dream. And second, you'll probably find some folks in that town who believe it's possible. But back to our discussion.
Does Where You Going have a point?
Of course it does. The dream gave me an idea how we can honor Jonathan and them folks at WCNO.
All right, so cut to the chase. I ain't got all day.
Okay, here it is. We reserve that big room at Gutbusters All-You-Can-Eat Cafeteria. Then we secure the services of some musical folks. I'm thinking of Irvin Schmatz.
You talking about that guy, One Man Band? Pa, he looks ridiculous with all them instruments attached to his body. And he ain't that good either. Remember at that 4th of July fireworks when he started playing what he calls music? Old Bubba Erplinger and Fred Cordwell picked him up and threw him in the lake.
Okay, so we ain't the best. But we need music. We can't afford to hire a real band. Besides, old Irvin told me he's been practicing a lot.
Okay, so what else has your clever mind devised?
Right. So we invite all the folks we know and have them invite folks and we fill the room.
Wait up. Who's going to pay for all them meals? Gutbusters ain't going to just let us use that room without buying food.
Well, I figured folks would pay for their own meals.
Paul, you can't invite folks to come and then have them pay for their own food. It just ain't proper.
Well, we can fine-tune that later. But, you know, back to my idea. So, we get old Jonathan and his staff from WCNO to come, telling them we have a special thing we're doing for them.
Well, do you think they're going to come just because you got a special thing for them?
I'll make sure to tell them it's at Gutbusters. You can tell that Jonathan and his staff really like to eat. All except for that gal, Sherry. You know, I've seen her eat. I don't know where it all goes. She probably just burns it off, though. I've seen her move. She's so fast her boots set the floor on fire.
All right, Pa. I hate to ask you to finish your idea, because I'm pretty sure I ain't going to like
it. Oh, don't judge it before I get done. So anyway, once everybody's got food in their stomachs, I come up to the head table, where old Jonathan and his staff are seated. I blow a kazoo like this, and our best laying hen flies in from the back of the room to land on the table right in front of Jonathan. Around her neck is an envelope, and inside is a $100 gift card for Steel Finger Shirley's full body massage. What do you think of my idea now, Ma?
Oh, Pa. I appreciate that you used up most of your brain to put all this together. It's not my intention to rain on your parade, so to speak. But that's about as ridiculous as that rooster laid an egg. And, I'm being honest here, way stupider.
What? How can you just reject my plan like that? I put several hours into it. My blood, my sweat, my tears.
Listen to me. You came up with a massive plan that you want to execute without anyone really examining it closely. It's going to be expensive for all those folks you intend to have there, but it ain't going to cost you a dime.
Well, when you describe it like that, it sounds an awful lot like what some folks are doing in Congress that raises my dander. Oh, maybe it's a bit much, Ma. Then what are we going to do for Jonathan and his staff?
Well, I've already talked to old Gert Pfeffenmacher down at the Crispy Clouds Bakery. They're going to put together a nice cake, and Gert will artfully draw a hen laying an egg on the top. Then we'll arrange with old Jonathan to come down one day when all the staff is at the station. We'll get a couple of boxes of Dunkin' Donuts and get some coffee, too. Then we'll just thank them all in person for being a means for God to bless us.
Well, I guess that would work. I mean, it ain't got as much fanfare as I'd hoped, but, oh, maybe simple is better. But couldn't we still bring old Irvin Schmatz, the one-man band?
Oh, Pa, what part of the word no don't you understand?
Well, me and my staff are grateful for Ma and Paul's kindness and thoughtfulness. In truth, we don't do anything here at WCNO with the idea of getting praise for it. We would rather all that praise and glory be to God, since it's His grace that enables us to do what we do for Him. Paul didn't mean to be prideful, but it was pride that caused him to inflate his plan. Sometimes, even when we don't mean to embrace prideful thoughts, we do it anyway. When we recognize this, we have an opportunity to repent and restore our fellowship with the Lord. Maybe our presentation today has helped you see this need in your own life. Well, that was Ma and Paul. Once again, you're listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida, 89.9. Keep your dial set right there. And just before the Jensen Beach High School drama department leaves our studio, I want them one more time to tell us what is coming and how you can get involved.
We're putting on Mary Poppins.
This is Anna.
Yes, I'm Anna. I'm Mary Poppins. We're putting on Mary Poppins at Jensen Beach High School on February 24th, 25th, and 26th. You can get tickets by Googling Jensen Beach Drama, or you can go on to showtix.com and just search in the school.
Now, that's pretty good, but I want Sam to repeat it because somebody just turned the radio on and they're like, who are these kids that showed up with Ma and Paul today? Go ahead, Sam.
We will be performing Mary Poppins the Musical at Jensen Beach High School's Drama Department. I am Sam McCulley. You can buy tickets on Showtix. You can Google Jensen Beach Drama, Jensen Beach Drama Department. Tickets will pop right up, and the shows are February 24th, 26th, and 26th.
Okay. Was that close, Anna?
Yes.
That was close?
Yeah.
Anna, can you sing us that line one more time? I really like that. Well, one more time. We'll get the right dates out there. The director is laughing, too, at this point.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
All right. Director, what is your final word to our listeners today?
The final word is come out to Jensen Beach High School on February 24th, 25th, or 26th to see our musical Mary Poppins. Tickets can be purchased online by Googling the Jensen Beach High School Drama Department or going to showtix4u.com and typing in Jensen Beach High School. We also have ticket sales at our box office 1 hour before the show opens, or you can reach out to our school and give us a ring and we will put some on layaway for you.
Awesome. Awesome. Now promise me that this, though today's your first visit, that this will not be your last visit. Please come see us again.
Absolutely. This is a blast. Thank you so much for having us.
And thank you.
Thanks for supporting our kids.
Thank you.
Super.
Practically perfect in every way nanny, Mary Poppins, arrives from the sky to help reunite the Banks family. Come and see the Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious musical at Jensen Beach High School on February 24th, 25th, and 26th. Tickets are just $20 and can be purchased online by visiting the Jensen Beach High School Drama website or by calling our box office at 772-232-3500, extension 37180. On behalf of the cast and crew, thank you for supporting the arts in Martin County.
and other days you've been. It's two steps forward, one step back, and I stumble now and then. You wonder if you'll ever really make the difference. Are you ready that way? Well, I know that prayer will be fulfilled, 'cause your life, woven day by day, is a new design of the glory God displays on the canvas of creation, through the palm of history, in the pattern of redemption, running through the tapestry. That flows from Him through you to those you touch. Oh, in ways you'll never know. You cannot measure worth by human standards. That's always a lie. Oh, you have to see.
You are listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and this is Wednesday Live, and we are in person in the studio today. What fun, Dave.
It's always fun to be in person. Yes, it is. And also to be in character.
In character as well. Well, we want to welcome Barry Alsobrook with us today. Barry, thank you so much for joining us. You are with Taken TV, or has it revised its name a little?
It's still Taken TV.
I've been watching a little bit of Taken TV, and praise it's pretty God. Great that it's out there. Why don't you tell our family what Taken TV is all about, and then I think you have a promo you want to throw out, a special movie that's coming up.
Absolutely. Well, Taken TV is a family-friendly, faith-based television network where our goal is to give Christian content creators a platform where they can get their message out like in no other place. We try to help them in all areas as far as even fundraising and other opportunities to help them get that special message that God put on their heart. We're there to help them, and that's our goal. That's our mission. And the programming that we have on there now is we have some great great documentaries. We have one about Todd Shoemaker, the Dead Man Running, which is an incredible story.
It's a great program.
Yes, incredible story of faith and perseverance and just miracles of God. We also have some traditional stuff that dates back to when TV was... when you didn't have to worry about grabbing the remote control.
Safe.
Exactly, safe, yeah. We have some Abbott and Costello and some different old-time stuff that I think a lot of people would enjoy and reminisce and bring back some great memories. We also have some great talk shows that are on there that bring out God's message and covering a variety of different subjects, including... including restoration and... Basically helping curing people from addictions and all that. So we have some great content. We are today going to be offering some tickets to a movie premiere that that we're actually sponsoring, Jesus Revolution, and so we're going to be talking about that today.
Jesus Revolution, what is the What is this about? Karen, do we have the trailer that we can present here? And this is going to be the best audio that we have simply because we don't have a direct feed, so it's going to be coming through a mic. So let's go ahead and play that that trailer. And then, Barry, we'll talk about the movie. And do you have some tickets still? Are we going to give some tickets away?
Absolutely.
Oh, excellent.
Yes.
So if you're interested in getting a ticket, get ready to dial that number. You can dial 772-221-1100 in just a moment. And Barry's going to give us the word when you are able to do that. Karen, let's roll.
Are you square?
I am not a square.
I think we should invite Greg this weekend.
What's this weekend? Rebels against old-fashioned authority.
I think these kids need help.
They need it a bath.
You're passing judgment on people you know nothing about. And maybe that's why your church is so empty.
When God walks in here, brings me a hippie, I'll ask him what it's all about. Because I do not understand.
His house has a very good vibe.
Here today. I'd like you to meet my new friends. Welcome.
They don't belong here. Half of them aren't even wearing shoes.
They're staining the new shag carpet.
They need our help. If you feel like you're misunderstood and judged, you will find forgiveness and freedom right here.
That was awesome.
Now that door is open. You're misunderstood. And if there are some who don't like that, well then that door works both ways.
All right, Pastor, let's begin.
I was almost done with this, but then you did what nobody else would even dare.
This thing that we found, I feel like I belong.
You're gonna need a bigger carriage. Modern style
moves. Our country is a dark and divided place, but now there's hope, and it's spreading. This is your home, and I want you to tell all your friends about it.
All right, Barry, we need to have a little interpretation because people are not able to see that, but they can hear it. What was all that about? People coming to church that may not look like people at church?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's about the Jesus Revolution of the early 70s. Incredible, okay. Incredible. It's the main actor is Kelsey Grammer, and he plays Chuck Smith, the founder of Calvary Chapel.
Sure.
Then Jonathan Rumi. I'm sure everybody knows who Jonathan Rumi is. He's the gentleman that plays Jesus in The Chosen. So Jonathan plays Leon Frisbee, who was the hippie that started it all. Basically turned Chuck Smith's life upside down. Turned a traditional church with kind of, I hate to say, boring church, totally upside down, and brought a totally different tune to Chuck Smith, and which was the birth of Calvary Chapel. And now I'm not sure how many campuses or how many churches they actually have or are part of, but it was a huge revolution, and I mean thousands and tens of thousands of people came to the Lord during this, and I think a lot of people will be able to relate to it, especially some of the people that did possibly come to the Lord during that time. It's going to bring back a lot of memories and cool stuff. Another prominent figure in the movie, I don't remember, I apologize, I don't remember the actor that plays the part, but actually, really, one of the lead roles in the movie is the gentleman that plays, Greg Laurie, Pastor Greg Laurie,
okay, sure,
from California,
sure,
who has the big revivals.
Yes.
So he's very prominent in the movie as well. And the story of how he came to the Lord and his upbringing and all is just phenomenal, and how God just turned his life around, and now he's this great man of God that has brought thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people to the Lord. You know, just amazing.
So what is the date of this movie? And
well, our showing, our special screening is 2 days before it actually comes out to the general public, and that is going to be Wednesday, February 22nd. And we're going to have the showing at the Regal Cinema at the Treasure Coast Mall, and the movie will start at 7. We ask that everybody get there as close to 6:30 as possible, because we won't be letting people in after 7, after the movie starts. So arrive by 6:30 if you have the tickets to our special showing. If you are not able to do that, then the actual movie starts to the general public on Friday, February 24th, and it's open nationwide, so you can see it at just about any major cinema.
Well, that was a major time of awakening.
Yes.
This movie's about, really, looking back, the last great move of God that was all over our nation. And it was a tremendous season. Many people that are in ministry today came to the Lord during those days, and we're ready for more of that. One thing we talk a lot about here, Barry, and you know that, is our hunger and thirst for revival and believing God to bring revival again. And this is a story about, how when God was moving in the 70s, it didn't look right to most Christians. God moved in a fresh way. He brought in people that were not really, they weren't really accepted initially in the church. And they were hungry for God. They had not learned how to behave like everyone in the church. You know, they were just off the street. And so what is God going to do now? Well, it's interesting that right now we have a campus in Kentucky where there is an awakening that seems in a move of God that's taking place once again. It looks like the youth are going to be very involved in that. Mm-hmm. So how many tickets do we have?
We have 10.
We have 10 tickets.
Yeah.
If you would like to have a ticket to go to this viewing, again, the date of this is when?
February 22nd.
February the 22nd, 7 p.m., the Treasure Coast Mall in Martin County. That's in Jensen Beach. Jensen Beach. And so we have 10 tickets, and you can call us right now. Karen, what's that number?
That number is 772-221-1100.
All right, once more, 772-221-1100. If you would like to have a ticket or a couple tickets to go to the show. Now listen, if you call in, and the phone line is busy, it's because we're answering other calls, and so we're going to take them the order they come in right up until we've given all these tickets out. Again, that number is 772-221-1100, and I hear the phone ringing here in the studio. We're going to let our switchboard work through those calls. Barry, once again, there are some key actors in this. And this is a story that I believe will stir up faith in those who watch it to understand that God is not finished with our nation and our generation, and that God is not locked into our box, and that God is reaching out to people that may have not yet visibly responded. Yes or no?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And it's just, I think this, you spoke about the university revival there, and I
think Asbury.
Yes, and I think there's so many going on now. There's a big move of God that, like, we've never seen, and there's just amazing things. I mean, we had Jesus in the Super Bowl. Wasn't that great? Yeah. Yeah, so we had Jesus in the Super Bowl, two great ads, and we've got Super Chosen, which was at theaters, and the week that it came out, it was number one at the box office.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, a Christian movie, a Christian series that people can get for free 2 days later, but it still became number one at the box office. And so it's amazing. God's on the move.
So as a part of the body of Christ, you know, this is an awesome thing. How are you able to make these 10 tickets available, Barry?
Well, we were part of a screening a few months earlier.
Okay.
The people that were part of that were granted access to tickets.
Okay, so you're able to bless us today with this.
Absolutely.
All right, there's another caller calling in, and of course we know that we did have someone else call in. I don't know if we've given away. Karen, could you just check and see what we have left, and we may need to check that message center and make sure if we have anything left, we will get back to that. Once again, Barry, tell us a little more about your work, about your passion, and what God has you involved in right now, and how people can link up and can become a part of Taken.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you can view Taken TV on many. There's several options to watch Taken TV. One is, of course, on the web at takennetwork.tv, mm-hmm. which is probably the most popular. You can also go on your Roku, type in Taken TV. Go on your Apple TV, again, type in your search bar, Taken TV, and on both mobile for the Apple and the Android apps, again, Taken TV, and I know there's Android TV, and there's just many ways. We also have a YouTube channel that a lot of our content is on as well, and God has just blessed us with the opportunity to help content creators, Christian content creators. We're just opening up to them so that they can feel free to create their content and not have the barriers that a lot of other platforms put on them. Yeah. So we make it available to them. We also do have a small membership fee that content creators can get on, and that allows them to get some training on how to create content, how to make it better, how to get funding. So these are different things that we're Excellent. Working on. So if you have content and would like to get on Taken TV, give us a call at 727-422-4374. Again, 727-422-4374. And we are looking for pastors, churches, and all to join the network.
All right, very good. And there are programming opportunities that are there that have children, or not opportunities, that you have programming for mm-hmm. children, is what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely.
And I have a special needs child, and I found that beneficial to pull that up. And, you know, our kids are kind of grown up, but our Andrew can enjoy things like that. So if you have children, this is another great resource to be able to tune in. There's family, I think, cooking shows that are on there.
We are working on a cooking.
You're working on. Oh, okay, then that maybe that's what I heard.
We had one, but
yeah. Okay.
We're going to get a new one.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good. Once again, Barry, we specifically ask you to come by today because you wanted to talk about the Jesus Revolution film that's coming out. Tell us again about that, and we may still have a few tickets, so I'm going to give the number out. That number is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100 772-221-1100, and we had a total of 10 tickets to give away. I don't know what we've given away. We're waiting for a report. Once again, tell us about this movie.
Okay, Jesus Revolution, the same producers that made I Can Only Imagine and the Jeremy Camp movie I Still Believe. Same
So this producer. Is a quality
very quality
this is
made. A, I can, this is a yeah this is a top
professional
yeah Irwin Brothers yes
okay.
they're at the highest level, with they work with Sony and a lot of
their production is
yeah.
high quality.
Well, actors like Kelsey Grammer, Jonathan Romy, and some other well-known actors. Again, our screening is going to be Wednesday, February 22nd, 7 p.m. at Treasure Coast Mall.
Okay.
The movie opens worldwide on Friday, February 24th, to theaters all throughout South Florida and the United States.
Karen has a report for us.
Yeah, they're pretty much all gone.
Tickets are gone.
Yes.
Tickets are gone.
We had about 10 or 11 calls.
There you go.
So,
okay, very good.
They're all gone.
Very good.
So I guess they're wanting to know how to get them, but we'll get that information when we call them.
Yeah. Okay, good deal.
But I wanted to say, because I saw the pre-screening, the pre-screening, and the thing I took away from it was the fact that Greg Laurie, who really was one of the main characters in the movie, that the fruit of his life, you know, the fruit, he has stadiums full of people. He's preaching in these stadiums, and I guess the guy had prophesied to him early on, before he even got saved, I think, that he was going to be preaching in the stadium.
And he continues to do this.
Yeah, so...